The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an exciting but disappointing result. The final score, the Ottawa Senators 4 and the San Jose Sharks 3. Game was played on Wednesday, November 27th, 2024, in front of a crowd of 10,778 fans at SAP Center at San Jose. Here's how it happened tonight. In the first period, the Sharks outshot the Senators 12-4, and that was going to be a very common theme, but Linus Ullmark came up big in the opening minute. Sharks move back in. Luke Cunnan on the ice. Bounces to the corner. Gets it back in front. And a shot and a one-timer. 2 feet in front of the crease. That's a great save by Linus Ullmark in the opening 49 seconds of this scoreless first period. The Senators would play that off and get an opportunity at 4:35 when Adam Gaudette would get his first of two on the game, set up by Tim Stützle. In the neutral zone, Stützle picks up speed. Coming back in with Gaudette. Little two-on-one. Shot to the net. Save. Score! Stützle made that entire play work by drawing the defenseman toward him, and then he put the puck around underneath Wallman, and after the save by Blackwood, it was Gaudette with a stick down in front that makes sure it goes in. It is 1-0 Senators at 4:35 of the first period. Gaudette's 10th, Stützle his first of three assists in the game. Tkachuk also assisting for Brady Tkachuk, his 200th career assist on that play. Senators got a power play goal at 13:56 of the first. Stützle will start from his own blue line now. Here come the Senators moving right to left across the line. They lead it 1-0. He exchanges with Tkachuk. Stützle guns it behind the Sharks' net. Norris right wing boards, goes into the right corner, puts on the brakes against Wallman, went back to Sanderson right point, tries to throw it across, and there's Nico Sturm's quick stick again to disrupt, and maybe the Sharks can win the battle here. Delandria couldn't clear it out. Underneath the D, here comes Batherson throwing it in front. Shot, score! That is Norris in front of a net. That's what happens when you can't get it out of the zone. The Sharks barely couldn't get it out. And underneath the D, Batherson fed it over to the middle. A quick shot there by Norris makes it 2-0 Senators. Josh Norris, the former Sharks first-round pick, getting his 9th of the season from Drake Batherson and Tim Stützle. And Stützle, again, made that play work on that particular play by winning a battle and getting it underneath to Batherson.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a skill play. Outworking someone is a skill, in my opinion. And he wins the battle along the boards, is able to make that play to Batherson, creates that two-on-one. He thought they were going to get out. They're only 10 feet from the blue line. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do so, and Batherson makes a heck of a backhand pass to the back door, and no chance, you know, no chance for Blackwood on that one.
And so it was 2-0 Ottawa at the end of one. But the Sharks would fight back as they have all season long from several different deficits. Their first goal came at 9:19 of the second period, and it was a beauty for Mario Ferraro. Here comes Smith getting it back across the ice. The shot, score! Mario Ferraro gets a brilliant feed from Will Smith. Clean Custon started that, and the Sharks are on the board at 9:19 of the second period. What a goal for Ferraro, his first of the season, and his first in 27 NHL games. Will Smith showcased what he can do by making other players better on that play. Got the primary assist, and Kleem Costin the other. And it was the start of really cranking things up for both Smith and Macklin Celebrini. As we've said, this is the first game in which they were both electrifying.
Yeah, really nice to see Will Smith creating and getting that puck in those soft areas. He's able to find those quiet areas in the offensive zone. It's taken some time. And we talked about it in the first few games that he was playing, that he's more of a feel type of player and understanding the game. He's not going to beat you with his burning speed or his explosiveness. He's more of a cerebral thinker type of player out there to try to find those areas. He's finding them. He's getting those pucks in the area, and he has a lot in his game. Not only a shot, but he also proved he can make play as well. And finding Ferraro on the back door, freezing the goaltender Ullmark, and giving him an empty netter.
The momentum that the Sharks picked up lasted only about 6 minutes. And then Tyler Cleven picked up his first NHL goal, assisted by Claude Giroux on a little turnover by the Sharks. Cleven's first National Hockey League goal, making it 3-1 Sens at the end of the second period. Off of Thrun's stick, Sens keep it in. Trouble. Here's a shot to the net. They score! Tyler Cleven, off that Thrun turnover, puts it home, and the Senators are up by the score of 3-1. to one. It is Tyler Clevin's first goal. And that was a pretty critical play. Ottawa had the two-goal lead at the end of two, but as has been the case all season long, San Jose refused to yield. They'd get on the board again to make it a 3-2 game at 4:48 of the third, and it was Macklin Celebrini finishing things off. Off the faceoff, Sharks win it. Wallman, the shot, save, rebound, right in front, score! It tipped from Eklund to Celebrini, and Celebrini had nothing but net to bang it in. The Sharks are back alive in this game, and Macklin Celebrini does it at 4:48. The score, the Senators 3, the Sharks 2. Celebrini's seventh, assisted by Eklund and Wallman. The thing that jumped out at me on that play, I mean, Wallman got it to the net. That's what a defenseman's supposed to do. But how about the skill of Eklund to be able to tip that puck over?
Skill, awareness, spatial awareness, strength to stay on his feet because he's getting pushed from behind. Backhands it to only a place that Macklin could get it to. You have to do a lot of things in about a half a second to be able to make a play like that.
And so that play made it a 3-2 game, and the Sharks had momentum. Then they got a power play when Shane Pinto took an ill-advised tripping penalty, knocking Mario Ferraro down to the ice in the neutral zone at 10:40. Just before that penalty expired, it was Will Smith time. Time for one last rush up the ice for this second unit. Liljegren feeds it over to Zetterlund, who speeds through center, who crosses the line, lead pass, Will Smith breaks in, he shoots, it hits the crossbar, and then it goes in, he scores! What a play! Will Smith driving through the middle of the ice, getting the pass and beating Omar to tie this game 3-3. What a beautiful goal by Will Smith. And you know, he's not the fastest player on the ice, but when he chooses to accelerate, it's almost as if he outthinks the opposition, and it makes him a faster player. And that got him through that traffic after getting the pass first from Zetterlund and also from Liljegren. And the puck went off the crossbar and off the back of the goaltender Ullmark and in to tie the game 3-3. That was my favorite play of the night.
It was a fantastic entry and good on the second unit. If they get another power play, I'd like to start them because they were much better than the first unit. And they didn't have much time to work with, but they had one last entry, one last opportunity on the entry, and it was a really smart play. And you're right, it's not just about having burning speed, it's a lot to do with timing, when to hit those holes, when to get to the spots that are dangerous, and Will Smith knows when to get there.
Will Smith's third of the season from Zetterlund and Liljegren at 12:32. That a power play goal made the score 3-3. Also, some great goaltending from Linus Ullmark. Alex Wenberg had an opportunity with about 6.5 to go, and Ullmark was there. Taking it back, Liljegren. Over to Ferraro, knocked it forward to Foley, and he dumps into the offensive end. Taking it back, Cunnan. Centering feed! Oh, what a save! Rebound batted out of the air, and Cunnan put it wide. Wenberg nearly put that home, but what a stop by Ullmark. That was a tremendous save by Linus Ullmark, who was there throughout the course of the contest when it really mattered. And then when it really mattered for Ottawa, it would be Stützle that would make the play to get it to Adam Gaudette for his second goal of the contest. Here come the Sens in. Stützle cuts back behind the Sharks' net. Body check hard into the boards by Cody Ceci. Tyler Toffoli gets the rebound. Dishes one out. Here comes Wenberg. Took it off his skate. Overskated it. And Stützle comes back in, sent toward the net, they score! Stützle takes it back, sends toward the net, and Adam Gaudette puts it up top. How did that happen with 4:12 to go? Senators 4, Sharks 3, Gaudette, his second goal of the game. I'll tell you how it happened. Tim Stützle is an opportunistic hockey player, and he makes decisions really quickly. After the Sharks lost it there, he knew exactly where Adam Gaudette was driving the center lane. Give him credit for that. And it was tipped up top.
Yeah, quick transition. Tkachuk moves it up to Stützle, and you mentioned it on the entry. He's waiting for Gaudette to get to the good ice and absolutely rips a shot pass. That all Gaudette has to do is open up his blade to deflect that over Blackwood's shoulder to win the hockey game.
That is the game-winning goal. Gaudette's second goal of the game, his 11th of the season, assisted by Stützle, his third assist of the game. Also assisting is Brady Tkachuk for his 201st career assist. He had two assists tonight. One note about Tkachuk, late in the third period, he had an awkward tumble into the near boards, and he hobbled off the ice. You wonder, I don't think he played the rest of the game.
Yeah, it was kind of a tricky thing. I think he just kind of went into the boards awkwardly, and you're right. I don't think I saw him on the ice afterwards, but hopefully he's all right.
For Adam Gaudette, it is a career best 2 goals in a game. He's done it 5 times now in his career. He's never scored a hat trick, and that has to make him feel awfully good. Tim Stützle with 3 assists, and he just loves facing the Sharks. Last year against San Jose, he had a 4-assist game in this building on January the 13th, so 2 games against the Sharks, 7 assists. That's not bad.
That's a good half a season for me.
I'll tell you what, he's very clever with the puck. And again, just before that last assist, he took a hard body check, but he stayed with it.
Yeah, he plays through stuff, and he's got a little bit of an edge to him to him as well. So this is a guy who kind of drives their offense, and clearly Brady's the heartbeat and the soul, but Stützle's kind of the engine.
Final score in the game, the Ottawa Senators 4, the San Jose Sharks 3. Senators are now 10-11-1 on the season. This was their 4th win. Again, 10 games on the road. They have 21 points, while the Sharks fall back to 5-6-1 at SAP Center. They are 7-13-5 overall, 19 points, and the Sharks look to get back to the 500 mark at home on Friday afternoon as they finish up their homestand against the Seattle Kraken. Once again, the final score here, Ottawa 4. And the Sharks 3. That's it for our instant replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.